Hello and welcome back to Dawn of a New Era. Today's conversation is a really important one. And it's something that, if I'm honest, most founders experience but don't always recognize in the moment. Because on the surface, it often looks like support. It looks like care. It sounds reasonable. Sometimes it even feels helpful. But underneath, it can quietly become a limitation. And it's this idea that other people often try to license your decisions, not intentionally, not maliciously, but because your expansion can make them feel uncomfortable. And when people feel uncomfortable, they naturally try to bring things back to what feels familiar, to what feels safe. So what that looks like in real life is you have an idea, a next move, something that feels exciting, maybe a little bit bold, but also right. And you share it. And almost instantly, the response shifts the energy. It becomes, are you sure? Is now the right time? That feels like a big risk. And again, it's not harsh. It's not negative. It's just cautious. And that caution can sound like care. But what's actually happening underneath that is the person responding through their own lens, through their own experience of risk, their own relationship with the uncertainty, their own comfort zone. So what they're giving you isn't necessarily truth. It's perspective. And perspective is always shaped by personal limits. And this is where it gets really important. Because if you're building something bigger, something that stretches you, something that doesn't fit into what's considered normal, you cannot take direction from people whose priority is staying comfortable, even if they love you, even if they mean well, because love and alignment are not always the same thing. There are people who care about you deeply, but cannot see beyond what feels possible in their own world. So when you talk about scaling bigger or doing something differently or stepping into more visibility, it activates something in them. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's doubt. Sometimes it's just unfamiliar. And they respond from that place, not from your potential, but from their protection. And if you're not conscious of it, you can start to internalize that. You can start to question yourself, to second guess something that originally felt clear. And that's how people end up slowly moving away from their own vision. Not because they didn't believe in it, but because they listened to too many voices that didn't understand it. And I think this is one of the biggest shifts that happens as you grow. You stop asking, what does everyone think? And you start asking, who's actually qualified to advise me on this? Because those are very different questions. Not everyone has the capacity to hold your next level. Not everyone has the experience or the mindset or the emotional range to see what you're trying to build. And that doesn't make them wrong, but it does mean their advice isn't always relevant. And this is where discernment becomes everything, because scaling requires clean decisions. And it's very difficult to make clean decisions when your mind is full of other people's noise. Other people's fears, other people's what ifs, other people's limits. So maybe this is the line to hold on to. Not everybody gets A to vote. Not everybody gets access to your vision, especially in its early stages. Because when something is still forming, it's more sensitive. And if you expose it too widely, too early, you can end up diluting something that was actually very powerful. And I've seen this happen so many times. Someone has a clear idea or a strong instinct, and then they ask five different people, and suddenly they're confused, not because of the fact that the idea has changed, but because they have absorbed too many perspectives that don't match where they're going. And this is where you come back to yourself. You come back to, what do I know is true for me? What feels aligned, even if it feels uncomfortable? What decision would I make if I wasn't trying to make everyone else feel okay about it? Because your life, your business, your next level, it can't be built by consensus. It can't be shaped by people who don't understand the weight of your vision. At some point, you have to trust yourself. And that doesn't mean ignoring advice completely. It means choosing it carefully, choosing people who have gone further, people who expand your thinking, not shrink it. People who can hold bigger conversations without needing to reduce them, because wise counsel doesn't make you smaller. It sharpens you. It brings clarity, not confusion. It supports your expansion, not your retreat back into safety. And just notice this thing, how you feel after certain conversations. Do you feel clearer, more certain, more grounded, a bit hesitant? Because your nervous system will often tell you what your mind is still trying to process. And that awareness alone changes everything. Because once you see it, you stop borrowing other people's fear. You stop mistaking it for logic. You stop letting it shape your decisions. And instead, you start building from a much stronger place, from self-trust, from alignment, from clarity. So if you are in a season right now where you're making bigger decisions or stepping into something new, just be really intentional about who you let into that space. Not everyone needs to understand it. Not everyone needs to agree with it. And not everyone gets to influence it, because your future isn't something that should be negotiated. It's something that's led. So choose your advice carefully, protect your vision, and trust that the version of you who sees further also knows the way. Thank you for being here with me today, and I'll see you in the next episode.